tracking North Atlantic right whales for our GeoQuiz today. These endangered giants migrate along the North American coast from Nova Scotia to Florida. Right about this time of the year, they arrive at their summer feeding grounds. That's the place we want you to name. It's a shallow patch of nutrient-rich ocean in between Cape Ann and Cape Cod. This 850-square-mile National Marine Sanctuary has specially designed acoustic buoys for listening to the calls of right whales.
A right whale up call kind of goes, ooh.
We'll hear later in the show how recording those whoops may help prevent passing ships from colliding with the whales. For now, try to name the marine sanctuary where North American right whales are headed for a good meal this time of year. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. There's an app for just about everything. You probably have a few if you've got a smart device, but chances are you don't yet have the new Whale Alert app. Whale Alert has been developed to prevent ships from colliding with endangered right whales. David Wiley is a research coordinator with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So, David, the right whale is one of the biggest whale species, I'm getting as big as nearly 100 tons. Is that right?
Well, in our area, along the eastern seaboard of the U.S., probably 50 tons is more likely their size, but they can get quite large, and they are one of the great whales, one of the group that is made of the biggest whales on the planet.
Right. So how often do right whales and ships collide? Enough, I guess, to develop an app to keep it from happening.
Per capita, right whales are more likely to be struck by ships than any other species. As a frequency, it's maybe once or twice a year along the eastern seaboard of the United States and Canada. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but because there's only 350 to 550 animals left in the world, you know, the loss of even one to the population is significant. So we're trying to turn that trajectory around and increase the survival rate and expectations for right whales.
So how can you get a smart device app to know precisely where right whales are swimming and in real time? I mean, how does this thing work?
We have a system of real-time acoustic detection buoys that are going through the traffic lanes that bisect the sanctuary and on either side. And these are listening devices that have a hydrophone dangling down from the buoys that can detect a particular call from a right whale called the up call. And that kind of sounds like woo. And that's a contact call. That's sounds that right whales make when they're trying to get together. So those buoys will pick up that call, send it up to a satellite that says there's detection. That detection is then confirmed by the bioacoustics research program at Cornell University, and then it's sent out by our AAS system to vessels to warn them that there is a whale in the traffic lanes ahead of them.
Wow. Will marine professionals like ship captains be opening up their smartphones on the bridge to use this app?
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping. We've now created a device that makes it very easy for mariners to let them know of all the different things that are required of them to promote right whale conservation and keep mariners from being fined unnecessarily for violating regulations. So they have the option now of getting all that stuff in one place and one time on digital charts, which has never occurred before. So, you know, one of the things that we're hoping is that through programs like The World, the maritime community will be aware of its existence and start using it.
Okay, now to the answer to our GeoQuiz today. You mentioned it earlier, David, but maybe you could just briefly trace for us the right whale migratory route, which is fairly long, and the seasonal feeding grounds for right whales.
Sure. Right whales are, they're in the wintertime off the coast of North Florida, where it's where they give birth to their calves. They'll then, starting in March, start moving north. By April, they're in Cape Cod Bay and the Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary, which is an important feeding ground. And then they'll move up to Nova Scotia and the Bay of Fundy for the late summer fall, which is another feeding area. And they start reversing that process in October and November.
Like real winter vacationers.
So exactly.
Stellwagen Bank in Cape Cod Bay is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. David Wiley at the Stellwagen Bank National Marine Sanctuary, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Marco.